bought a little rent house. Okay. The guy had it insured with another company, and I said, I'm buying it as is, blah, blah, blah. He said, okay. So the only thing I do, I got to check the roof, because of Liz has kind of brainwashed me into saying, you've got to do that. And that's what I tell everybody. I said, get your insurance company before closing.
Mm-hmm. So
I called. They send somebody over from Nationwide, or actually from
Copeland.
From Copeland, not Nationwide. And they said, the roof's no good. And to, I'm going to tell you, I've seen a lot of roofs, but from the ground, it looked fine.
That's what everybody says, from the
but
ground.
But when you get
good.
Up there and you see all the hell dings, it's not fine. I mean, it's the way the week and stuff. So I tell the source, okay, I've got a problem, is my insurance company won't insure the house. And I know this before we're closing because of Copeland's company. So that's how important it was.
Absolutely.
This was a little bitty house, and it was still $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell the seller, I said, I told you I would, but the roof's still good. I got to get insured. He said, well, I called my insurance company. They came out and said it was fine.
Of course they did.
I said, well, now tell them that this company won't insure it. And he called me back. He said, I got a question for you. He goes, we're putting a new roof on right now. I said, okay. He goes, how come until you said something, they weren't going to put a new roof on for me? And I can't answer that question. But I'm just saying, this is so, so important. No matter what company you use, of course, Liz is going to say, what company do they want to use?
Copeland Nationwide Insurance.
But if you don't.
Agency.
Okay, I'm just
right directly across the street.
As your friendly broker here, it's very, very important. Get an inspection done. And I learned this from you today, too. Get an inspection done before you close with the insurance company that you're using to make sure they are liable to cover it. Because what you told me, Liz, was how many days after closing?
The actual carrier, I mean, we are an agency, so we don't just write Nationwide. Nationwide is our umbrella policy. You know, we like to write as much as we can through Nationwide, but we have several different companies that we can write through. And the actual carrier, the insurance carrier that we wrote you with, and any insurance carrier, has up to 90 days to go out there to inspect the property after you move in.
See,
if they see something they don't like, they are sending you, they're not calling you and say, hey, we don't like this. They're sending you a cancellation letter that says, until you get this problem repaired or corrected, we're not reinstating your insurance. You're going to be out of insurance, and your mortgage company is not going to like that. So they're going to put a force place policy on your mortgage until you get whatever that is corrected.
And that's
get
not
reasonable.
Cheap insurance. It's
usually
not good
three
either.
Times as much.
And not as good.
Yeah, it's not as good. Doesn't
but here's, because I've had this, so only one time, and it wasn't very long ago, they called, and thank God. I don't know why they called me. I didn't even sell them the house. You know, I'm thinking, at least use me if you're going to get my opinion later. You know, and they said, no. And they said, no, we didn't do that. I said, well, then you're, you know, it's like somebody that has a car wreck says, no, I didn't get insurance.
Right.
Guess what? Now's not the time to ask for it.
Right.
So there wasn't anything you can do, but please do that to cover yourself, because a lot of insurance companies do not go do it before closing.
Correct.
And that's so.
And like I said, it's not a Nationwide thing. It's not a, you know, any of the other carriers that they do go out after, but this is a Copeland Insurance Agency.
Well, and in West Texas,
benefit that we provide.
I'm going to bet in Midland and Odessa the same way,
yeah.
San Angelo.
Mm-hmm,
it's not if we're going to have a hailstorm. There's no
right.
if there. We're going to have a hailstorm.
Correct.
And what's ironic is you can be on the southwest side of town and have horrible hail, and the north side of town doesn't even have any rain.
That's right.
So it's real sporadic.
Crazy.
You know, or the airport. The only time I lived in my car out of the airport, we flew out to, and came back, and I'm looking at my car. You didn't have this one. A long time ago. And I'm thinking, what? It's just a pretty new car. And it's like, I'm looking at the sun hitting it. It looks like there's little dimples all over it. We get home and I said, y'all have hail? No. Well, you can call and find out. The airport had hail.
Yeah.
No place else but, you know, the airport towards Cristoval. You know, I'm thinking, my luck. And I promise you, when you trade your car in, the car dealers can see a microscopic one. And that's a huge ding. No pun intended.
Exactly.
Liz Springer. Actually, we had Liz brought us breakfast for office. And she's so sweet. And everybody goes, it's breakfast with Liz Springer. I thought that just kind of rolls, doesn't it?
I know. I'm a breakfast. I like to bring
one
breakfast.
One thing I want you to share with our audience, and you shared with my agents, is the people that did have the Federal Pacific box and they didn't change it out, which you need to change it out, folks, if this is an issue for you. Tell them what happened on the premium.
Yeah. Well, the buyer goes to buy this house, and then they discover that there is that box, that specific box in that house, and we get that knowledge. Of course, we have to ask now every quote, and their quote was more than double what it should be. It should have been around, you know, $1,500 a year is pretty standard for a couple $100,000 house a year, and theirs came out to almost 4,200 just because of that box. So they have a decision to make.
Well, that's a pretty easy one, because you can do your box for
$1,200 to $2,000. I've heard anywhere from $9,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: it is dangerous, but nobody likes to pay more than double on their insurance premium,
no.
And everybody's going to be in that same ballpark, unless they're just going to. Deny the claim after the house burns down and says it was pre-existing, because I've seen that happen too.
That would be horrid.
Yes.
Horrid.
Yes.
But let's talk about one thing. You brought up another thing.
Realtors need to know this, because if your loan officer estimates about, you know, they do $150 a month estimate, isn't that about right now?
$150 to $200, yeah.
And your insurance premium comes back $300 a month. What does that do to your buyer?
Well, sometimes they can't qualify for the loan.
Exactly. That debt-to-income ratio just put them completely out of the buying capacity.
Well, I can tell you what I do personally. And I can't just say call this, because that's steering, and I can get in trouble for
doing
that with one person.
That.
But you can get in trouble for it. But what I do think, and what I have, is there's always a couple of good people, and
sure.
At least two. That way you can't say, because you know what your name becomes if I do that?
Yeah.
Scott's insurance person.
It's, exactly.
You lose your name.
Yeah, you don't
and
want that.
I, don't, I can't do that.
Yeah, but I am your.
And I do this thing. You are. You actually are. But, in fact, they say, who do you use? And I say, this is who I use.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to start doing it. But here's one reason why. In fact, on my personal house we did a couple years ago, quotes,
mm-hmm.
You were half, exactly half, and my premium is not cheap, wasn't cheap on that particular house.
Right.
It was half. So you're talking... over $150 a month less.
Correct.
That's a lot of money, and that's enough to keep people from not qualifying. So I always say, check your stuff. You know, companies change. You know, that one of our old True Blue companies that was here forever and ever necessarily isn't that good anymore. You know, they don't do the same things. Well, and they don't. People change, or they change which direction the company's going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to do more life insurance, or they want to do more auto insurance, or they want to do this. So it's always important to check.
Right.
And I think it's important what you just said is to have an insurance agent that takes care of your back.
Absolutely.
When you have a claim is when you find out. And I've had a claim on this one, on this house.
Recently.
And you were there.
Absolutely.
And they went over and above, did it better than it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually better than it was.
Good. Good. That's always good to hear.
With no hassle.
So, that's always good to hear. And yeah, you don't know.